This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Watches are the most popular form of luxury collectibles among wealthy Singaporeans. According to a Knight Frank survey in 2021, 79% of high net worth Singaporeans ranked watches as their number one collectible. Art and wine came in a distant second at 57%. For collectors, watches are not just status symbols. They are also works of art that embody the craftsmanship, artistry, and exclusivity that went into its creation. Their value as collectibles is clear, but are watches worthwhile as investment vehicles? Welcome to Money Hacks, a podcast series by The Business Times, where we explore useful financial tips to help you on your money managing and wealth growing journey. I'm your host, Lee Kim Siang. Joining us today is Nick Lim, a director at Chuan Watch, a luxury watch dealer. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hi guys, good morning.
I see quite an interesting looking watch on your wrist. What is it?
Yeah, this is a Richard Mille. It's called the White Demon, 30 pieces only, and something that I've been wearing for a couple of years.
Was it made to commemorate something?
I don't think the name really suggests that, but I like white and I like gold, so it's a nice mix, and there's a bit of red as well. So I don't know, it's the color scheme that really applies to me. I missed it once and then it took me another like more than a year to locate another piece. The harder it is to locate, the more you want it. You know, humans are funny.
Yeah, the more you appreciate when you finally get it.
Like. Yeah.
So let's kick it off. Are luxury watches a good investment? What are the pros and cons?
I can't firmly say it's a good investment, but based on the price of many popular models today, I can say that they did outperform other forms of investment options out there over the past decade. They do maintain, you know, value depending on the model and price point that you are entering at. And they are also liquid, so you need to free up funds. And if you purchase to solely expect capital gains, then you have to be aware and clear of the risk involved.
What are some of the risks?
There are many variables that will affect the price of a watch at a certain point of time. And it is not possible as well to predict what the price peak will be at. And also not forgetting the maintenance cost that you may incur over the years of ownership if you want to keep the watch working.
How much maintenance work is involved here?
Oh, it depends on the complication that you own, you know. If it's something extremely complicated, it will be a lot more costly to maintain the watch and service it as well.
So it's a bit like car servicing every year and bring it in or?
Usually it's a couple of years. I wouldn't say every year. Every year you can save that money, yeah.
Just curious. How much does it cost for this watch servicing?
It depends on the brand and the complication as well. And whether or not the brand has a service center locally. But definitely it's going to start with at least a couple of $100.
Okay, so what factors should one consider when evaluating a watch?
Of course, the size is a factor and you know the material that you want. And most importantly is the price point that you're looking at or rather how much you want to spend on it. Most importantly, it's something that you want to wear. Doesn't mean if your friend tells you, hey, you know, go get a gold watch, then you should go get a gold watch because you might not even like the weight of the watch on your wrist. So before deciding, it's always wise to try on the watch first in real life before you make that decision, you know.
Have watches become more popular in recent years?
Definitely watches, I feel, have been more popular, especially over the past 5 to 6 years. The hype in this industry is different than the past, you know, ever since that whole COVID watch market thing happened, you know, when prices went a little bit berserk. So ever since then, of course, the spectrum of buyers, it has grew, you know, not just collectors, but we have seen a lot of investors that entered this scene as well. That's why the watch market has become more popular and there are so many new dealers that emerged as well.
So these investors you mentioned, do you think they're more like speculators rather than long-term investors, like get in, out quickly?
Yes, of course. I would say they all made a quick buck when things were good, you know. But it ended in about May 2022. So in between that period, that was when, you know, things got a little bit out of hand, I would say. It was so speculated. The point of entry was just too high for a lot of people.
What's the difference between buying a new watch directly from, say, Rolex versus buying a vintage watch from a secondary dealer?
I mean, that's provided you can get it from the authorized dealer because there's some models that are really popular and demand way surpasses the supply. So when this happens, you know, naturally, it is going to be very difficult for you to obtain that watch directly at its recommended retail prices. So for shops like us, sometimes we do have popular models, but of course, even our cost itself is really more than the recommended retail prices. So it depends on how you want to obtain this desired watch of yours.
Still to come, we take a look at how watch prices have fared in recent years. That's after the break.
In the latest episode of Wealth BT with Genevieve Kwa.
The biggest risk, in fact, is not investment risk. It's the risk that we live longer and we don't have enough money saved up.
What's next when you can no longer shield your CPF special account? The Business Times Wealth BT podcast. New episode out from March 25th. Listen at businesstimes.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to Money Hacks from the Business Times.
Welcome back to Money Hacks. Nick, what factors influence the market prices of watches?
There are many factors that affect the market value, like how well the brand is doing, how well the watch is aging. So what I mean is, like, you know, is it still considered iconic or trendy in the long run? And if the demand is still higher than the supply, or has this particular model been discontinued by the brand? And most importantly, also condition of watch upon sale. You know, it could even be like if a celebrity wore it, you know, and sometimes like even these kind of things, they affect the value of a particular watch, you know. Yeah. So it's a little unpredictable, I would say.
During the COVID pandemic, prices of luxury watches really shot up. Why did that happen?
So prices went up astronomically, I would say, since the pandemic started. You know, the watch market basically became overly speculated. So it ended up many buyers, they don't buy watches just to own it. They simply buy it with an idea to flip it for a profit. This basically just created this whole bubble. And dealers like us, we also have to follow suit. If not, we will have nothing to sell in the shop.
According to the Bloomberg Subdial Index, which tracks the prices of the top 50 watches in the secondary market, watch prices have declined by about 40% in the past 2 years. What's driving this decline?
So this whole market was extremely messy and definitely not healthy at all. It was predictable for us that the bubble will burst in a matter of time, but we just did not expect it to last for such a long time. The decline in the price happened around May 2022. Economy started to stabilize, and so prices just started correcting. I wouldn't say it was a crash. A lot of people say it's a crash, but to me, it was more of a correction, you know, back to where reality is at. Everyone was competing to sell who could sell lower when the price started dropping. So you can imagine everybody was like scrambling. They wanted to cut their losses, that kind of stuff.
What can we expect for prices in the future?
Since late 2023, prices have seemed to stabilize, and there was a price increment across many brands earlier this year, but that did not affect the prices in our secondary market. So to me, that is a sign of recovery and stability for the luxury watch market.
Would you recommend watches as an investment for your clients?
To be honest, no, I would not recommend customers to look at it as an investment. Of course, there is the investment side to look at it, but you shouldn't look at it as fully an investment. So ultimately, I would tell my client to buy a watch to wear it. Whether or not you make money out of it, it's really not up to you. It really depends on so many variables to consider at the point of sale. If it happens, then good. But, you know, don't go like banging on the chance that you're destined to make money out of it. So my job is to give the buyers a better sense of what to expect with his or her purchase based on my understanding of previous prices, comparing them to similar models so that they can have a better understanding of the safety net and the value retention possibilities in place should they ever need to liquidate this purchase, right? Yeah, so to end it off, I would say I will not recommend looking at it as an investment. Buy it, wear it, and enjoy it.
Okay, thank you, Nick, for joining us today.
Thank you.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the luxury watch market. Nevertheless, it is growing. Deloitte expects the secondary watch market to hit more than $30 billion in sales by 2025, so people are still buying watches. In fact, Deloitte also found that about one-third of consumers surveyed in Singapore said they would buy a watch for investment purposes. The trick is to know how to pick the right one and to be aware of the risks. Not all watches are made equal. Some are beloved for their artistry, while others make more sense as investments. So, always remember, do your research and choose wisely. And hey, it's perfectly all right to buy a watch just because you like it. That's what Nick did with the White Demon. By the way, I googled the price for that watch and it's in the hundreds of thousands. These things are expensive. This has been Money Hacks from the Business Times. I'm Lee Kim Siang. Till next time.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.